You're listening to CGMQ 88.9 FM, and we're very pleased to have in our studios this afternoon Mr. Bruce Allinson, who was involved, as any of you who were involved with the Sherbrooke Hospital would know, has been involved with the Sherbrooke Hospital for, oh, decades. Isn't that right, Mr. Allinson?
Yes, it's been since 1955, 56.
All right, that's a while. That's a while. And we have some really good news about the Sherbrooke Hospital and about recent events with the foundation.
On Tuesday, we had a press conference, at which time we distributed $5.1 million to 10 establishments and organizations in the eastern townships. The money was earned in the townships, and it's been returned to the townships.
Well, that's a very good way of putting it, and that's a very important thing that we like to really emphasize here is community spirit and giving back to the community, because we get so much from our community, so to give back is a very great thing. It's also very important that the Sherbrooke Hospital stay alive in some form, and I think this helps in some way to do that, doesn't it?
Well, we've adopted a sort of like a model that Sherbrooke Hospital Foundation goes on and on. And by doing this, we've been able to set up an endowment in each one of these 10 organizations that will be known as the Sherbrooke Hospital Foundation Endowment. Mm-hmm. The amount of money that we distributed to each organization will be in the paper, the record on it's also been known up to now. But the endowment is set up in a fashion whereby they cannot spend the capital. They can only spend 90% of the income that it earns annually, and the other 10% is added to the original sum. So over the many, many years in which this will go on, it will grow, and hopefully it will grow so that these establishments will benefit from it during that period.
And the name of the Sherbrooke Hospital lives on as long as these endowments live.
Each establishment is obliged to set it up within their foundations or in their accounting system as the Sherbrooke Hospital Foundation Endowment. It will appear every year in their financial statements. When there is funds used for a particular project, because it can only be used for capital projects, it cannot be used for salaries or current expenses. It has to be something special. And these things will be earmarked from time to time as to where the money came from.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful news. It keeps the name of the Sherbrooke Hospital, which is an institution that's precious to many of us in this community and close to our hearts. And that was proven by the very successful financial campaigns that were held every year to raise the money that we are now able to distribute in the name of Sherbrooke Hospital and keep in that that name. The campaigns were unique in that they always met with great success.
They sure did, as we always... I don't ever remember a year when we didn't top our objective. And, of course, the demands from the hospital body itself was always greater than the amounts that we were able to raise, but we were able to meet our objectives.
Yeah,
and
the
funds were well used. The whole community got a great benefit from it.
Oh, yeah. The Sherbrooke Hospital was a small to mid-sized hospital, for those of you who didn't have the chance to know the Sherbrooke Hospital, with a very, very strong family feeling to it. And we were lucky in that the size of the hospital certainly wasn't reflected in the equipment we had. We had excellent equipment. Sometimes we had equipment that was the envy of any other hospital in Quebec, simply because the foundation was able to provide us with that based on the very successful campaigns, the community contributing to an institution that was so central and important to us as a community.
You know, we're very proud that we were the lead contributor to the CAT scan. Yes. at the SHU back in the 80s, I think it was.
Yes.
That was the first one. That was the first $1 million they raised. And then in 1999, 2000, along came the Gamma Knife. And we were the lead contributor there of $1 million. Now that Gamma Knife, is the only area in the province of Quebec where it exists. There are two others in Canada, one in Winnipeg, and there's now one in Toronto area.
Isn't that amazing?
So we have to service with that equipment. We have to service the whole province of Quebec. So our medical center here is renowned. We also have people that come up from New Brunswick for this Gamma Knife. They come up from the States. And they're quite an operation they've got going there. And one of our members of our board was treated with that. And it was quite astonishing to see the results.
Amazing. Well, I have read a bit about the Gamma Knife, and it's an incredible piece of equipment. And to have the name of the Sherbrooke Hospital attached to it is certainly a wonderful thing.
Yes, it's a, if you're ever in that section, you get a chance to visit. You'll see there's a plaque just outside. It cannot be in the room itself because of the electronic interference with the metal from the plaque. But it is outside the room. It's right there. It's all for all to see. It's quite evident.
Yes. Well, quality healthcare is alive and well at the CHUS. And good equipment is also there. Large part due to a lot of donations that were done by Sherbrooke Hospital. Also at the time, Sherbrooke Hospital stopped being an acute care hospital and became something else. A lot of the equipment at that time went to the CHUS. And even at that point, a lot of the equipment that we had was very state-of-the-art. So we were very lucky then, and we're lucky now.
Well, we'll be able to continue these contributions to the SHU with the $2 million that they received. That will buy equipment in which is not readily available. It might not pay for all of it, the income from this $2 million, but it will contribute a great amount. But also, it's the other hospitals in Meganic and Magog and Cowansville who had got the benefit of some of that money that we had. And they, in turn, will be able to do the same thing. And knowing Magog Hospital and knowing the Cowansville, the Bromasisqual Perkins Hospital in Cowansville, I had surgery for a cataract in Cowansville because my doctor didn't come to Sherbrooke anymore. He was there. So we're looking at that, and that was a great part of. We had a chairman in that area who raised funds for our foundation. And, you know, it's like we had chairmen all over the Eastern Townships, and they did their own sections, and they raised money. And having stopped, the last campaign we had was in 1995. So since that time, other than some estates that have left us some money, we've had no fundraising activities at all. And this is one of the reasons why is we had to make a decision whether to continue or to wind up the foundation. And in winding it up in this fashion, we were able to spread the joy around. I'm hoping that it will continue with the Montaldi. And the areas in which these funds are now located, it doesn't stop anybody coming along and adding to them, or if they have the means, to create another endowment of their own within the foundations of those establishments. And that was one of the objectives that we had, is this is what we did. We've shown you how to do it. Now continue yourself and make it bigger. Make it grow for your own benefits.
I have to say that's ingenious. That really is, I'm very, very pleased and surprised. That's an ingenious way to do it. And also, there are several homes where a lot of our community members are. As we age, our community is aging as well. And there's a lot of homes that benefited from the foundation as well. Can you describe that a bit?
Well, in 1996, when we changed the charter or the letters patent of the foundation, we were able to help in the health services field and not just the hospitals. So I think the first year was 1997 that we made grants to different establishments, and they received, say, the Wales Home, the Grace Christian Home, which is part of the Massawippi Retirement Home, which is now the Dr. Klink Foundation, very worthy organization, and we were pleased to help them. And it did things in those organizations, those places, which were a great, great help to the residents there. It allowed those establishments to do things that they weren't able to do with the resources that they had. So we had this money, and we were able to help them. And we will be probably releasing the total information of what we've done with the little over $10 million that we've distributed since 1997.
Amazing. Just an amazing, wonderful, good news story when we don't hear an awful lot of good news stories. And what a wonderful way to do it. And I just can't help but think how really well thought out this is. You know, the best way to preserve the name of the hospital, to help the community, give back to the community that gave so much to the Sherbrooke Hospital, and all around a very good move.
You know, when the hospital was operating and they had a school of nursing and that,
yes.
it was quite something. We had a lot of things going. But the education aspect is, one of our directors came up and said, well, we've got to do something for the education part of what we're doing. So there was a fund that was called the Donna Draper Memorial, and that was set up to honor a night supervisor or an assistant director of nursing. And that fund provided like small scholarships for nurses that were going into graduation, doing postgraduate work. Well, that was turned over to the Geriatric Institute to help nurses further their education. Graduates, always graduates of the Sherbrooke Hospital School of Nursing. Now, those graduate nurses have gradually retired, so they're not there anymore. We cannot do that. So those funds were returned to the foundation, and to that we have added some extra funds, and it is now in the hands of the university women. They have a scholarship fund. Oh, and they got $300,000 from the foundation, which totally serves for education. Now, there's $100,000 of that that is strictly for nursing. Anybody going into nursing will get assistance, and it has to be from Alexander Gulf, Richmond Regional, Massey Vanier, Stanstead College, Bishop's College School, Champlain, Lennoxville campus or Sherbrooke campus. And that part, the other $200,000, the income from that, will serve is for anybody going into the medical field. They could be a lab technician, an x-ray technician, an inhalation therapy, any of the technical studies that are associated with the medical field.
And so there's getting to be more and more of them.
Oh, absolutely. And there's more specialties all the time. So they're looking after that education. And then every time there's a scholarship that's going to be given out, it's going to be the Sherbrooke Hospital Foundation Scholarship.
This is so wonderful.
It's going to go on and on and on.
That's great.
And that was our plan. And by endowing it, they cannot spend the principal, as I've already said. It cannot be seized. It cannot be assigned. It cannot be alienated in any fashion. It has to remain there as an endowment. And in French, they call that the fonds de dotation.
Oh, ben so. Yeah, what a wonderful way to do it. What a wonderful way. And it's heartwarming for those of us who have very fond memories of the Sherbrooke Hospital and the great care that we got there, and the chance we had, those of us who were caregivers, to care for members of our community. What heartwarming feeling it is to know that it will go on and on and on, and that history won't be forgotten. And that's very important to us.
If I might just add on the... we're obliged to have an annual meeting every year.
Mm-hmm.
And our annual meeting will be held at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Medi-Baudouin Center on the 21st of October.
Okay.
So anyone that would like to attend the annual meeting, they'd be more than welcome. And we will be giving out more details as to what we actually, the background of what we actually did in arriving at this situation.
Okay. And just for those of you who are listening to this, this is being taped, and you may be listening to a taped version of this. So we're talking about 2008 here, and I explained that, Mr. Allison, because we keep all our interviews on our website forever. We never erase them. So someone could very well be listening to this like 3-4 years from now, and that would be great, but I don't want them running down to the Amity Baudouin Center looking for the meeting.
I hope not.
No, they would be sorely disappointed, but you might just get lucky and it might be the same date at the same place, since you're going to continue to have these meetings.
Yeah, once a year we're obliged to have the annual meeting, which clears up everything with the people that are interested in the... but there won't be that many more. There probably this one this year, and maybe there might have to be one next year.
Okay.
Our financial year ends March 31st, and we're looking at probably... completely winding it up by then, but sometimes there's the extenuating circumstances that prevent it from happening, and we have to have all our ducks in a row in order to abandon the charter.
Now, if I could ask a question that maybe you don't have the answer to, but it's one that I would like to ask. There was a lot of memorabilia of the Sherbrooke Hospital, a lot of historical pieces of equipment, things like that. What has become of that? Do you know, or
as far as I know, some of the stuff of the nurses, they had their own sort of archives.
The nurses had their own separate archive.
Right.
There was another one for the hospital as well.
Right, and I think a lot of that has gone to Bishop's University.
Okay,
I'm not sure, but that's what I've heard. There might be some that has gone also to the Sherbrooke Historical Society.
Okay,
but I'm not sure.
Oh no, well, it's not something that's in your domain. But it's just something I thought I would ask because it's something that's been on my mind for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love history, and obviously I love the Sherbrooke Hospital. I worked there 37 years, and my dad worked there. So I haven't been there as long as you were there. But
I didn't have a full-time job there.
Well, I did, but it was a wonderful, wonderful place. And for those of you who were there, you know what I mean. For those of you who missed it, well, I hope that you have that feeling again at the CHUS and our other related institutions in the townships and in the region that care very well for us. And I think we're really blessed in this region to have the health care that we do have. And I think there's other places that it's much more difficult to get decent care like we do here. And a lot of that has to do, I think, with the spirit of the Sherbrooke Hospital, which spread. I mean, you couldn't really have a hospital of the quality of the Sherbrooke Hospital as an acute care center and have other centers around it not try to strive to have that same level of care. Sherbrooke Hospital was, I think, one of the only hospitals that met its budget every year.
Did pretty well.
Yes, did very well. And at the same time, giving what everyone described as very high quality care. So that's a pretty hard record to beat. And I know in these very studios, we had an interview with Dr. Clark.
Oh, yes.
And he was explaining that he was the one who locked the door of the emergency department on the last day that it was opened as an emergency department.
That must have been a sad moment.
That was a sad interview. This one is a very happy one.
Thank you.
And it's I feel very happy myself to know all that you've done and the foundation has done and all the great people, Charles Smith, and throughout the years of, I think, of the foundation, all the wonderful, dedicated people. And as you said, it's not obvious running a financial campaign like that. It's so much work. And it involved people in every little town in Bulwer, in Bury, in Cookshire, in every town. There was someone who was in charge of the Sherbrooke Hospital Foundation collection. So they would collect money every year for the Sherbrooke Hospital Foundation, very dedicated people. And that's what made a success of it.
Exactly. You can remember the Lennoxville Blicks on a Monday night here where they'd go from door to door and unbelievable. They'd come in with tens, it ran between $10,000 and $20,000 every year is what they, a bad year was when they got around $11,000. Most of the time it was up above that. I don't remember the exact figures, but.
Do you remember the Sherbrooke Blitz? I went door to door in the first Sherbrooke Blitz.
Oh, I wasn't involved in that one. I wasn't involved in any of the blitzes. I was more in the background trying to pull some strings.
I went door to door for the Sherbrooke Hospital in Sherbrooke. And I was really reticent at first because I thought, you're going to someone's door and you're bothering them and in the evening. And I was amazed at just about every door. Oh, Sherbrooke Hospital. Of course I'll give. Sherbrooke Hospital is a great hospital. It's my hospital. And the response was almost always that. Oh, it was really a great thing. Great to be involved with. And so happy times and happy to know that the spirit will live on.
And thank you.
I thank you very much, Mr. Allinson, for this interview and taking the time to share with us, the community, exactly what is going on with that and sharing this great news.
Thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me to come in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.